Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tony Uphoff back on the show. Tony is the CEO of ThomasNet, and he's got an outstanding weekly podcast, the video reports, I should say, the Thomas Index video reports. He's an award-winning executive, and he's an expert on many things, but especially the marketplace and the global economy, and especially in the area of the supply chain, which I'm really excited about having him on today, because this is something that I think we've all got to focus more on, and nobody can help us do that better than Tony Uphoff. Tony, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, so great to be back on with you, and my thanks again for playing my beloved Allman Brothers as my intro onto the show.
Absolutely. That's one of the greats, no question about it. Hey, Tony, I have been quoting you most of the time, not blaming you for it, but I've been giving you credit for having said, "Tell me again why I'm paying $5 million in rent or $3,000 in rent or whatever your number was." And then the same week, another CEO from a pretty good sized company, who had offices in multiple cities. Same week, another person said the same thing. And that was back in April you said that to me. And
yeah, Jim, it's such an...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jim, I'm cutting you off. Let me finish.
No, I was just going to say that you guys were the first ones to really report on two things. Number one, that everybody was at home. And everybody was doing their job, and in some cases things were better. And I tell the story as in, you know, whoever these executives all over the world are, their accountant's walking into them and saying, "You see that line right there? That's your rent. Why are you paying that?" Go ahead.
Right, Jim. It is interesting, and I well remember our conversation. You know, we made a pivot with 375 employees of Thomas and two offices, one in the heart of New York City and the other out in Horsham, Pennsylvania, a couple of hour drive out of New York City. And we did this in early March. And, you know, shame on us, shame on me particularly, if as an internet data platform company, we couldn't make that kind of pivot given our use of technology. But, you know, as you well know, Jim, one thing to say it, another to do it. But we had a board meeting, a regularly scheduled board meeting, not long after. I'm going to guess it was somewhere in the latter part of March. So let's say it was a couple weeks later. And, you know, the board, you know, comes from all kinds of different backgrounds. And, you know, they all logged on successfully. We use an audio video unified communication system called Ring Central. And everybody got on. We had a very good board meeting. And towards the end, you know, somebody said, "Hey, Tony, what is it that we pay in real estate again, and why are we paying it?" And, you know, I think it is appropriate in companies of any size, Jim, that these are moments where we have a very unique opportunity to really rethink things. So, you know, let's rethink our fixed cost structure. Maybe we thought it was something that we had to have, but is it really providing us, you know, scale and leverage to our business? And by that, I don't mean the people. I mean things like real estate.
Right.
You mentioned supply chain. You know, this is a time where the obvious supply chain, as we now know, PPE stands for personal protection equipment. Very few people knew what the heck that was.
Right.
But boy, do we all know now that was wildly disrupted, Jim. But as you know, almost every company in the world is using this as a moment to say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. What about my supply chain?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should reevaluate."
Right, and I want to get all up in that in the next segment, but I want as we wrap up this segment though, I want to stay with the remote working thing, because one of the things we're going to do, I think, Tony, is the the number crunching and the productivity of our people is going to cause us to take a hard look at that and maybe make some changes. However, I want to encourage everyone, be sure to keep a close accounting on the human factor. Are people thriving will they thrive long term in that environment when they're not touching other folks, when they're not around the water cooler, so to speak? That the human factor has to be. I predict that a lot of folks are going to go remote, and over the next 2 or 3 years, some of them will come back to the headquarters. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, I 100% agree with you, and I think there's a couple of things to unpack there, right?
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you unpack those after the break. Right back with Tony Uphoff. He's with Thomas Nett. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.